91X News.
It's 4 degrees and sunny. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Central Hastings OPP has been notified of a phone scam. A resident received a phone call saying that they had won a free trip. The caller asked for credit card information, and leery of the request, the resident hung up. Central Hastings OPP is warning the community to be very cautious and to never give out information over the phone or email. Loyalist College is getting a major gift from the Quinty Early Childhood Resources Group. College President Maureen Piercy says the $100,000 donation will benefit students and is going into the college foundation's endowment fund.
So it's eligible for matching opportunities with the Ontario government's program. So this will just be a fabulous addition to our endowed funds for bursaries and scholarships for students.
Piercy says Loyalist College will work with the Quinty Early Childhood Resource Group to determine how the money will be distributed. Loyalist College will be filled with possible future Lancers this Saturday. It's the spring open house, and the event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will also be a chance to win $2,000 to put toward the winner's 2011-2012 tuition. Attiree Helena Gurgis says the past year has been a nightmare for her family. She's blaming the Prime Minister's staff for a smear campaign that got her ejected from cabinet and caucus and kept her out after an RCMP investigation cleared her. Gurgis says she begged Prime Minister Harper for an explanation for her ejection to no avail, and the government even hampered her efforts to obtain the RCMP report. She says voters are entitled to the information and asks if voters can't trust the political leadership of the Tory party to stand up for justice, who can they trust? Harper says Gurgis was ejected because of political troubles and that the caucus doesn't want her back. The Conservatives are denying a party member tried to grab a ballot box in a special vote on the campus of the University of Guelph. A statement from the party says outlandish and unfounded claims are being spread on the internet. It says it's asking for the votes cast to be nullified because the poll was not authorized by Elections Canada. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff calls it an affront to democracy, and NDP leader Jack Layton is calling for an investigation. But Prime Minister Stephen Harper says it's simply a matter of making sure election rules are followed. One resident says today's assault on the rebel-held city of Misrata by Muammar Gaddafi's forces is the heaviest in the 50-day-old siege. The issue of Canada's involvement in the NATO mission in Libya came up on the campaign trail today. Prime Minister Harper says an election campaign is not the time to be talking about bolstering our military effort. He says Parliament must be consulted on whether to answer international pleas to send more attack aircraft to unseat Gaddafi. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Matt Kerr with sports.
The Picton Pirates season is over. The Pirates lost against the Alliston Hornets 8-1 at home and got swept in the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. Alliston had 53 shots while Picton registered 43. The top two seeds in the NHL playoffs will be looking to hold serve tonight when they return to the ice for Game 2 of their respective first-round series. Washington beat the visiting New York Rangers 2-1 in overtime Wednesday night, while Vancouver knocked off Chicago 2-0. Tampa Bay skates at Pittsburgh, where the Penguins won the opener. Nashville will go for a 2-0 series lead tonight in Anaheim. The NBA tips off its postseason tomorrow with a four-game schedule. Things get going in Chicago, where the top-seeded Bulls face Memphis in Game 1 of their best-of-seven matchup. Philadelphia will visit Miami, Orlando welcomes Atlanta, and Portland is at Dallas. The Toronto Raptors missed the playoffs and will get a lottery pick in this spring's draft. Toronto manager John Farrell returns to Beantown tonight. The former Red Sox pitching coach has a 6-6 record as a major league skipper. He'll send Brett Cecil to the mound against Boston's Clay Buchholz. Boston is in the major league basement at 2-9. Also, tonight in the AL, New York hosts Texas in a matchup of division leaders. Negotiators for the NFL and its locked-out players are getting back together today after a meeting for 9 hours yesterday. It's part of a court-ordered mediation. The league and the players have yet to decide how to divide some $9 billion U.S. in annual revenue and compensate players if the regular season expands to 18 games. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91x Weather.
Today, sunny and a cool high of 8. Tonight, clear with increasing cloudiness after midnight and a low of plus 3. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain in the morning and a high of 7. And on Sunday, periods of rain and some wind and again a high of 7. It's 4 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Matt Kerr. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 2.